Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for tonight's program. So I always like to start out for brand new people listening for the first time, just a real quick overview of our history, 9+ years. First of all, you can go to talkingwithheroes.com/about, and it'll give you more details. We've been on the air since December 2005. We started as an audio program, like we've been doing now for a little over 2 years again over the Internet. From 2006 to 2011, we started making trips to Iraq and Afghanistan. We ended up making 5 trips to Iraq, 3 to Afghanistan over the 6-year period, going out on missions with the troops, going into the villages, interviewing local people, basically documenting on video the progress and positive stories that most people in America were not hearing about. And really, I get told this a lot, people still haven't really heard much about. However, we have everything we filmed over there on video on YouTube. So you can just click on the YouTube link on our homepage, talkingwithheroes.com. We went over 281,000 as of yesterday who have watched one or more video. That's pretty good considering there's no advertising going on. I live on a very small fixed income on Social Security, so I don't have money for advertising like that. It's just word of mouth. It's really spreading. It seems like every month it's just growing more and more as word gets out. So, but then since then, due to a whole bunch of surgeries I've had and health issues and kind of being sort of grounded here, we went back to doing an audio program. And it's been a little over 2 years now since I've been doing call-in programs like this. And about 11 months ago, I received a call from a gentleman named Burke Gillette. He is the director of communications with an alliance of military support groups called R4 Alliance. It's www.4alliance.org. And Bert started telling me about this alliance, how it came together from 9 different military support groups, most led by veterans or military families, how they kind of got together and they decided that it would be beneficial to all of them, especially to our veterans and military and families, if they could find a way to work together. So they formed together R4 Alliance. When Burke called me, like I said, about 11 months ago, there was 19 members. Now, and this is for those of you listening, maybe later on, months down the road, this is July 16th, 2015. There are now over 60 members across the country. They are growing fast. And one of the reasons they're growing so fast is because they're getting results with recreational therapy and other kind of alternative methods of helping our veterans and our military and families. Many of these organizations have been working with people with disabilities for decades. So now a lot of them are helping veterans too. So anyway, we had a last-minute change on the program here the last couple weeks. So tonight, I am doing what I really did rarely over the years. I don't think I did it more than 2 times prior to last week and this week, kind of like a monologue. But what people have been asking me about the programs we've done so far for R4 Alliance, and I started calculating how many members we've interviewed so far over this 11-month period after we committed our Thursday night program to all their members, and there are 45 programs we've created, helped with them over the last 18 months with their members, with strategic partners, veterans, military family members, spouses, young people, and professional people. And it's been incredible. I created a new article on our news site, by the way, which is thankyouforyourservice.us. And some of what I'm going to read here you'll find on there, but you'll also find a link to each organization that you're going to hear about tonight. The article is entitled Listen to Details About 45 R4 Alliance Members, Partners, Veterans, Families, Programs. So, but you may want to take notes. I was going to try to remember to say that in the beginning. My friend Andy LaPointe, who does talk shows, always asks people to take notes. So if you do have paper and pen handy or pencil, you might want to take some notes. I'm going to be sharing with you briefly on each one the 45 programs, the organizations who I have had the honor and privilege to help set up programs for them over audio. And you may, while listening, hear about a program and go, oh my gosh, I gotta find out more about this. Well, write the name down and go to the article on thankyouforyourservice.us. You'll get the details. On each of the organizations, there's a link. So you can click on that link on Blog Talk Radio and listen 24/7. So just real quickly before I get into that, I want to tell you about some programs coming up. Got a busy week going on here. For those of you listening right now live or listen to this in the morning, we have a program on July 13th, which is tomorrow, Friday. Again, you all can listen to it 24/7. It's another call-in program with a soldier from the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, stationed at Schofield Barracks in Hawaii. Many of their units now are involved with the Pacific Pathways campaign in quite a few countries in the Pacific Theater, like Australia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines. Well, tomorrow, Iraq and Afghan veteran Captain Andrew Garwick is going to call in. And let's see, he's calling in at, I believe it's 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Yes, that's right, excuse me. And it's on the news site, too. And he'll be talking about his service. He'll be talking about a trip he's getting ready to make with his soldiers to the Philippines. And then on Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, we're going to hear again from Colonel Kelly with 3BCT, 25th Infantry Division. He's going to be calling in from Australia. And on the phone with him, on the air with us, he's also going to have Australian Army soldier, Lieutenant Colonel McGann. And together, they're going to talk about the Operation Hamel exercise. They're going to talk about the Pacific Pathways campaign. I've seen kind of notes that are going to be what's going to be talked about. I haven't heard anything like what we're going to hear on Sunday and any of the regular media. I may have just missed it, but it's going to be very interesting to hear what our soldiers with 3BC 25th ID are doing. And then next Thursday, we're going to be talking to Jeff Hensley. Jeff is with, first of all, he's a 21-year Navy fighter pilot. He's flown the F-14 Tomcat, T-45 Ghost Shock, hope I pronounced that right. He's had 2 Iraq combat deployments. Jeff is the program counselor for EQUEST, a therapeutic horsemanship center. They help veterans and military families transition to civilian life through the Hooves for Heroes program. And this is another member of the R4 Alliance organization. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to start talking about programs now, organizations that we have had on this program over the last 11 months. So let's see. Last program we had was Dr. Jasmine Townsend and Dr. Brent Hawkins. They are assistant professors in recreational therapy within the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Management at Clemson University. Dr. Townsend's current research area focuses on the health outcomes of participation in recreational therapy for military service members and their families. Dr. Hawkins is currently the co-leader of the American Therapeutic Recreation Association's Military Veterans Affairs Treatment Network, and he has a history of publications and presentations regarding treatment of and programming for injured service members and veterans. They are working on a statistical study about the effectiveness and the outcomes of recreational programs like you're going to hear about tonight. And early next year, we're going to break the results of that study on Talking with Heroes. And later this year, in October, we are going to be at the R4 Alliance 2015 National Conference, and we're going to be talking with both of these assistant professors again, this time on video. And next is Nate Watson. He's a combat wounded U.S. Army Afghanistan veteran. His description in detail about an attack that they were under when he was hurt It was very powerful. I mean, just it was just hard listening to. And but he, you know, he describes it, and it led him. His wounded, being wounded like that, led him into adaptive sports, and he is now the adaptive sports specialist with veterans programs at Blaze Sports. That's blazesports.org. Changing the lives of children and youth, adults and veterans with physical disabilities through sports. Like most of these organizations, actually I think all of them, they're a nonprofit organization, and theirs is the legacy organization of the 1996 Paralympic Games held in Atlanta, Georgia. Next is Sarah Kaner. She is the summit director, or she may still be the interim summit director, with No Barriers USA. It's nobarriersusa.org. They're a program whose mission is to unleash the potential of the human spirit. Just recently, actually just a few weeks ago, they had the No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo Warriors to Summit 2015 expedition. It took place in Park City, Utah. It was just incredible. I mean, I heard they had over 1,000 men and women from across America up in Utah. There was some recreational activities that took place. And we're looking forward to down the road here getting them on for another program. John Toth, who's a veteran himself, he's been on our program in the past too, with No Barriers, USA.org. Next is Cher Myers. She is the founder of Sadles Ranch, S-A-D-L-E-S. Her Sadles program is registered as an educational curriculum in Florida. Her commitment in connection with the children and her love of horses led Cher to develop a variety of experiential learning and development programs. Cher has been certified with the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship International as a therapeutic riding instructor and equine specialist. The Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association as an equine facilitated mental health professional and equine specialist, and she's been certified the Certified Horsemanship Association as a certified riding instructor. Cher said she's honored to have developed the equine therapy program for veterans utilized by Heavenly Hoofs, which is partnered with UCF's College of Medicine. Next, we have Michelle Cuppy, C-U-P-P-Y. She's the president, CFO, and co-founder of SEW, Much Comfort. So Much Comfort began as an act of kindness for a wounded service member who had to receive his Purple Heart and a hospital gown because there was no clothing available to accommodate his fixator. SoMuchComfort.org provides free adaptive with Velcro closures clothing to support the unique needs of our veterans from all branches of the military and National Guard. Once again, those of you who may have tuned in late, I'm going through all the 45 members of our four alliance who we've helped create a program for them over the last 11 months. Brian Mancini is next, U.S. Army retired Sergeant First Class, double Purple Heart recipient. In 2012, Brian co-founded the Honor House, honorhouse.org, an organization whose mission is to provide a complete transitional package that utilizes the resources from the community to meet the therapeutic and transitional challenges of our veterans affected by combat. Also on the program with him is Dominic Martinez. He's a graduate veteran of the Honor House Operation Healing Journey, a Purple Heart recipient, and a veteran of the Iraq conflict. It's a great program. You'll notice as I go through this, most of the people we're talking to with these organizations are veterans themselves or military families. Next is Jonathan Dade, also a veteran, wounded warrior, with RideToRecovery.org. Jonathan talked about the rides that he's been on with Ride to Recovery, somewhat similar to what some of what WorldTeamSports.org does with their Face of America ride and other rides around the country. And so he talks about the rides, some of the ones that are coming up. Next is Joel Ziesler, Z-E-I-S-L-E-R. He's executive director and founder of Leaps of Faith Adaptive Skiers. Joel manages and oversees all water sports activities, Joel is a former national water ski champion, former coach of the U.S. Disabled Water Ski Team, and has been teaching water skiing for more than three decades. Since its founding in 1992, LOF Adoptive has helped individuals with disabilities, as they say, soar beyond the boundaries to adoptive sports at absolutely no cost to the participants. Next is Virginia Schoenfeld. She is a retired 20-year Navy veteran, Ph.D., BCC. She is a former commander in the Navy and now co-founder of the Breath Wellness Foundation. Their mission is to develop well communities by providing housing, supportive services, lifestyle coaching, wellness, and resilience educational programs and integrative health services that promote well-being, healthy living, and self-sufficiency of individuals at the local and national levels. She works with other organizations out on the West Coast, and she, while all of the people on these programs talked about how happy they are to be part of the R4 Alliance and working with other veterans and families. Next is Richard Reinhardt, Director of Communications with World Team Sports, worldteamsports.org. They organized the Face of America ride that Andy LaPointe, his son Ryan, and I were at late April. All the filming we did, that ride, 600 riders going 110 miles over 2 days, is on the World Team Sports YouTube page and on our new channel, AmeriStreamLive.com, right? /Talking with Heroes. On the program with Richard was Harry Carr, disabled Air Force veteran, and they talked about the organization's Face of America ride, talked about the different campaigns they do throughout the year, some for veterans, some and for disabled people. They've been basically involved with doing this for a few decades. Next is Richard Hairston, President and CEO of Canines for Service. Rick is a certified dog obedience instructor, a canines for therapy instructor, team evaluator, a Delta Society Service Animal Access Specialist, an American Kennel Club Canine Good Citizen Evaluator, and much more. His program, Canines for Service, is dedicated to empowering people with disabilities to achieve greater independence and enhance quality of life through the services of specially trained service dogs. Next is Bob Deschner and Dottie Goodson. They are developers of VetTrip, VetTrip.org. They are veterans and service providers in your community who provide proven and innovative methods such as therapeutic, massage, EFT, energy techniques, chiropractic adjustments, and acupuncture to relieve stress and chronic pain. Next is Air Force veteran Brandon Charters. I'm going to say a little bit more about Brandon here in a second, but he is now head of accounts at RallyPoint, rallypoint.com. I introduced leadership of RallyPoint to R4 Alliance, and then they have their own strategic partnership. RallyPoint.com has over 600,000 members. Majority are either active duty or veterans, while like me, military family. And Brandon Charters has been great ever since I talked with him after the interviews. Every program that I'm talking about here, including the call-ins, Brandon retweets our tweets. They're sharing him on social media, which has really helped a lot. I appreciate that, Brandon, if you're listening, or when you're listening. And so Rally Point for Industry is uniting the leading members in the military recruiting and marketing communities with panels and talks by industry experts. They're also helping veterans find new careers as they come out of the military. Next is Julie Frost. She's a young lady who talked about growing up in her military family. She just said, "My dad was an active duty Air Force officer and pilot for 27 years. He retired as a colonel stationed at the Pentagon after many moves and deployments. My big brother attended the Air Force Academy and followed in my dad's footsteps as an Air Force pilot, top in his pilot training class." And the next program was to more young people, Hannah Coons and Adelaide Addie Mayer, Jennifer Myers' daughter, talking about growing up in a military family with dads who were deployed when they were young. Hannah said, "Because of the brave choices my father made and continues to make to this day, I've been the proud daughter of an American soldier, for my entire life. I don't remember how much of how he was prior to deployment. I was 5 when he deployed, 6 when he returned stateside, but I was 7 when he was finally able to come home. Next is retired Lieutenant Colonel John J. McDaniel, 20 years U.S. Army, now CEO and founder of Wounded Warriors in Action Foundation, WWIA.org. Their mission and their goal is to get our wounded warriors back in action by providing them with outdoor sporting opportunities, hunting and fishing. Next, 21-year Army Ranger, an OIF veteran. And I mentioned John earlier, John Toth. We had another program with him, Director of No Warriors Program. John is responsible for the planning and execution of all transformative veteran experiences. As I said, 21-year Army veteran. He retired in 2011. No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities and survivors of the fallen to overcome barriers and unleash their potential. Army veteran Bob and Barbara Zelinsky. They are founders and executive directors and facilitators of Military Marriage Management. He says that those defending our country deserve to have strong and healthy marriages. The goal of marriage management is to strengthen military marriages and enable couples to better cope with the unique marital stresses caused by combat, wounds, or multiple deployments. Their programs provide a safe and confidential place for husband and wife, divine support, and positive encouragement. Next, we talked with Gold Star widow Kim Sanchez. She's the founder and president of NotForgottenOutreach.org, along with Don Peters, who is executive director of Not Forgotten Outreach, and he's with the U.S. Army. Had a spinal cord injury in 1996. Not Forgotten Outreach is dedicated to motivating military veterans and Gold Star families of fallen heroes to participate in recreational and therapeutic activities in order to facilitate the healing process. Next, another veteran, Yinon Weiss. Yinon is a combat veteran. He is the RallyPoint.com CEO and board member. He said that RallyPoint was founded in 2012 by two military veterans at Harvard Business School to help make military life better. Backed by two of the U.S. military's recent Joint Chiefs of Staff, RallyPoint.com connects its members and gives them the best tools possible to exceed both while in the military and beyond. Next is Brian Kabiker, CEO of HeartMath, heartmath.org. The Institute of HeartMath's leaders are knowledgeable, dedicated, and caring individuals committed to fostering research of stress management, emotional physiology, human energetics, and intuition. They continuously reassess current strategies and develop new ones in the educational sector to improve learning and academic achievement. They are developing effective interventions in the health community for optimizing personal performance, managing a range of debilitating conditions, and training individuals in skills for building resilience. Next, we had some military families on. Jeanette Davidson Meyer's daughter and her husband Dwayne, their daughter, was on early on a later program. They talked about her husband Dwayne's following his 5th accident, returned home in October 2005, and by the summer of 2006, Dwayne was diagnosed with TBI, PTSD, spinal injuries, along with a few other medical issues. As a family, they have learned to live together again. She said it's been a challenging road, but one worth traveling. Jeanette is also very active with the R4 Alliance. Next is Sahika Riley, MPAS, and then PAC, U.S. Air Force veteran and founder of Horse Rhythm Foundation. Sahika Riley is physician assistant, who is a 9.5-year veteran of the United States Air Force. Horse Rhythm Foundation was developed by veterans for veterans, first responders and their families. It is a volunteer organization full of professionals who are paying it forward. Next is Frederick Solheim with WarriorsOnCataract.org. They sponsor 4-day whitewater trips on the Colorado River through Canyonlands National Park from Moab to Lake Powell for our disabled veterans. Last summer, they were able to provide two trips, each taking about 25 wounded warriors, their caregivers, and families on each trip. And on Veterans Day last year, we had a special program with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Forbes, 23-year Army veteran with two combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he is a member of the board of directors of R4 Alliance. He talked about fellow R4 Alliance board members, Chuck Steele, who's a CEO, Air Force veteran, and Executive Director Juliet C. Madsen, a severely injured Iraq veteran. Her husband was also wounded, and she is also a board member. And also that, let's see, chairman of the board, Vietnam veteran William Potter. He talks about the R4 Alliance military support group members and about the launch of a cooperative initiative called the Patriots Parade Initiative. And we're going to hear more about that, by the way, excuse me, on our July 30th program. And see, next is Jason Strickland. He's a retired lieutenant colonel, 20-year Army veteran, and he is now Project Sanctuary's chief development officer, projectsanctuary.org. I've met Heather Ale, the leader of it. It's just a great organization. They provide therapeutic retreats, enabling military families to reconnect and reintegrate into their communities through education, innovative services, and supportive follow-through. Of the more than 475 families who have attended Project Sanctuary retreats, 90% are still married, zero suicides, and all servicemen and women who want to have a job are working. As Jason said, simply put, Project Sanctuary program works. And I have a personal testimony about Project Sanctuary. My son-in-law is a two-time Iraq-deployed Army veteran. My daughter was a veteran, but never did get deployed, but they're both veterans. And they were able, about two and a half years ago, to go on a military family retreat with their children for, I think it was 6 days. And when they came back, I heard both of them talking. They told me that it had a dramatic effect on their life. They felt like it really helped them, but they also made friends there of other military families, and those friends are friends today. The children are friends. So really, really helpful. Next is Joshua Brandon, decorated Army veteran with three combat tours in Iraq. Joshua is currently the military organizer for Sierra Club Outdoors. Just about everybody's heard of the Sierra Club over decades and decades in America. Sierra Club Outdoors is the proud recipient of a 2014 Project Excellence Award from the Society of Outdoor Recreational Professionals. Getting military families and veterans outside, they say, can improve the resiliency of service members and families before deployments and can serve as a place for healing and successful reintegration into families and communities when a service member comes home. Next is a father and daughter team, Tonya Zybert as program director and Jeff Zybert, president, and John Porter, Wilderness Program Manager with WarriorsInstitute.org. They're for rehabilitation and optimal conditioning. Warrior Institute provides an innovative blend of recreational therapy, excuse me, and biofeedback training to military service members, veterans, and their family. The goal of Wounded Warrior Institute programs is to improve the quality of life of program participants. Next is Daniel Morgan, National Social Media Manager with Project Healing Waters, Fly Fishing, PHWFF on Twitter. They began in 2005 serving wounded military service members at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, returning from combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. Since then, ProjectHealingWaters.org has expanded nationwide, establishing its highly successful program in Department of Defense hospitals, warrior transition units, and veterans medical centers and clinics. Todd Weiler, veteran, owner of Footstop.com, works a lot with helping R4 Alliance with social media. Let's see, next is, we had a program at the 2014 R4 Alliance conference at the Wings Over Rockies Air and Space Museum in Denver, Colorado. Military support groups who are members of R4 Alliance from across America attended, and we also had a group shout-out to our veterans on that. That's on our YouTube pages. And of course, in October, they're having their 2015 National Conference, and it's going to be a lot more people there. We're figuring we're probably going to end up doing about 20 video episodes with the different organizations and people that are going to be there. Next is retired Colonel Jill W. Chambers. She retired in 2009 after 28 years of active duty. Colonel Chambers relaunched as the founder of This Able Vet, where she continues her commitment to real-time solutions and long-term strategies, working with non-pharmaceutical alternatives for PTS, through the program aptly titled Applied Military Strength. DisableVet.com and other organizations that Colonel Chambers works with are all members of R4 Alliance. She talks about recovering from her own PTS resulting from her presence during a 9/11 terrorist attack on the Pentagon. Next is Sam Zapatka, program specialist with BlazeSports.org, the second time we interview that organization. Sam is responsible for the coordination and implementation of all disabled veteran programs, as well as working in the International Department, delivering Paralympic and inclusive sports opportunities around the globe. Next is Dustin Alger, Afghanistan and Iraq veteran, Higher Ground staff member, higherground.org, recreational therapist, or actually it's higherground.sv.org. Higher Ground Sun Valley enhances quality of life through inclusive therapeutic recreation and education for people of all abilities as a positive and visible fixture in the adaptive recreational industry. Their programs give individuals with disabilities the opportunity to experience competition and the outdoors without limitations. They're one of the organizations that co-founded it, R4 Alliance. Next is Catherine Thompson, CTRS/LPATH coordinator with Northeast Passage University of New Hampshire. Northeast Passage conducted adaptive recreational sports programming in all six New England states. Northeast Passage has worked with veterans who saw active duty combat in every conflict from World War II to the current wars. Next is Lynn Miller, military daughter and military mom, and chief executive camper, as she says, founder, with Eagle Rock. .org, Eagle Rock Camp, helps our military and veterans families start the healing process by hosting six-day retreats in a traditional camp environment that utilizes a proven therapeutic model of diversion therapy. Next is Air Force veteran Jim Dolan, now executive director of HeroesOnTheWater.org. Heroes on the Water serves our nation's warriors by providing healing and rehabilitating kayak fishing outings that are physically and mentally therapeutic through our nationwide community of volunteers and donors. Jim talked about their 40 chapters around the country and about 3,000 volunteers and the 10,000 men and women who are serving and who have benefited from Heroes on the Water. Next is Rhonda Englander, co-founder and executive director of thecomfortcrew.org. They say the children of our military heroes need your help. Now it's your opportunity to be the hero. Our mission is to ensure that every military child receives the best tools, strategies, and technology to support and prepare them for the unique challenges they face and have a positive impact on themselves, their families, and our country. Next is Prince Humphreys, another veteran, disabled veteran. He served in the U.S. Army for over 10 years. After multiple tours doing OIF and OEF, he was diagnosed with PTS. Having had difficulties reconnecting with his family, Prince understands the importance of reintegration through leisure. He and his family had an experience on a Project Sanctuary retreat. That experience led him and his wife to launch Healing Our Heroes Project. We've heard this a number of times. Susan Oglesby is next with the Georgia Aquariums.org. And they have a veterans immersion program. Susan is one of the R4 Alliance founding members. Georgia Aquarium is committed to thanking the men and women serving in our military and has established the veterans immersion program as part of the 4R program. This important initiative provides veterans with a positive experience that helps them to adapt to life after the return to war. Next is Elijah Sakra, U.S. Marine Corps veteran. He's a captain. He is CHHCRYTFMSC, founder and executive director of Semper Fidelis Health and Wellness, honor the fallen, empower the wounded, always faithful to those who have paid the most. Their team is comprised of combat veterans and veteran family members, some of whom sustained injuries and illnesses as a result of their service. Next is Robin Kelleher, ex officio, president, CEO, along with Ann Barnwell on that program, senior director of communications with HopeForTheWarriors.org. The mission of Hope for the Warriors is to enhance the quality of life for post-9/11 service members, their families, and families of the fallen who have sustained physical and psychological wounds in the line of duty. Hope for the Warriors is dedicated to restoring a sense of self, restoring the family unit, and restoring hope for our service members and our military families. Next, and we're almost getting towards the end here, I told you it was a lot. It's amazing. Joe Mornini, Executive Director, TeamRiverRunner.org, Health and Healing Through Paddle Sports. Team River Runner, established in August 20, by kayakers in the Washington, D.C. area, is a primarily volunteer nonprofit organization run by a council of kayakers and overseen by a board of directors. They were initially established to help active-duty military personnel wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan who are recovering at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. On the program, it was Lonnie Bedwell, the first blind kayaker to successfully solo kayak the entire length of the Grand Canyon, led by OEF veterans. I don't know about you, but a lot of these programs, when I was listening to these men and women, I had goosebumps. Not going to be shy and say that. I did. I mean, it's incredible, credible people and organizations. Next is Van Brinson. I had the opportunity and the honor to meet Van at the Face of America ride. He's a Marine veteran and World Team Sports, again, worldteamsports.org, CEO and president. He talks about their inaugural Can-Am Veterans Challenge ride. He had on the program with him Vietnam veteran amputee David Santamore talking about his participation and what it has meant to him. In June 20th, 16 injured veterans began a 760-mile ride by bicycle and hand cycle from Ottawa, Ontario to Washington, D.C. in the inaugural Can-Am veteran. Just amazing. And then the first program I did was with Bert Gillette. And when I first found out about R4 Alliance, I mean, wow, this is just incredible. It's incredible for me just reading all this and realizing that I had the honor and the privilege to interview these people and help them, which is what we're doing right now, helping them create a 25 to 30 minute audio program that they can use for a long time. So here's the thing. If you've missed any of this, then maybe you had some things you wanted to write down you didn't. You can find out all of this on an article I just posted today on thankyouforyourservice.us. Listen to details about 45 R4 Alliance member, partners, veterans, families, programs. On each of these organizations' programs, there's a link that you can click on and listen to what they shared. If you are a veteran, if you are in the military, if you are a military family, a veteran family member, if you work with our troops, you work with our veterans, work with the wounded warriors, if you're helping in any way with as far as the military community, please let people know, not about me, not about my talk show, about these organizations. This is spreading across the country. And I personally believe that after the October National Conference, when we get about 20 or so of these videos out there, all over YouTube on AmeriStreamLive.com, /talkingwithheroes, and words getting out in the military community across America and bases around the world. It's kind of like there's a new kid in town. I think that's the term. Prescription medications help. The different medical techniques help. There's another thing that helps. It's called recreational therapy. All these different programs, as you saw, as you listened, most of them led by veterans. They know what's helped them, and they're now watching as other veterans are being helped. And you can help. If you know anybody that could benefit by any of these programs, a military family, let them know about this. And then on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Let's see, on Twitter you'll find us at Talk With Heroes. On Facebook and LinkedIn you'll find us on Talking With Heroes, Talking With Heroes program on Facebook. Also, we have two Facebook pages. And if you see any of our posts, please share them. Help us get the word out. Word of mouth is really helping a lot. So I know I went a little bit over our normal length of time tonight, but I'm glad we got to share this with everybody. You can read this, but you can also now listen to what these different organizations are doing, and it's totally understandable now why R4Alliance.org is growing so fast. They now have over 60 members, and there's dozens more in various stages of processing to be approved as a member. I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the year to see they hit 100. Wouldn't surprise me at all. So I want to give a shout-out to 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, all the soldiers we've been having on the program, the ones we have coming up, and all of you who are serving. Most of you have had other deployments, Iraq and Afghanistan. Thank you for your service to our country and your families, to all of our men and women who have served. Thank you for your service, and to all of our veterans and your families. And to those of you who are serving right now in areas around the world, and you may be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you all. God bless America.